The ritual use of the psychedelic cactus in the southwestern United States blended with aspects of Christian belief in the late 19th century. It soon spread to other Indian tribes, and today, the 250,000 members of the Native American Church have the legal right to use the peyote medicine. And for the alcoholics and drug addicts who have run afoul of the law, the Native American Church is an opportunity for redemption. Spirit Eagle.
Here in Navajo land, you have a choice. If you're caught drinking and they want to send you to detox, you could choose treatment through this peyote medicine. It's allowed now. See, for many, many, many years, it wasn't allowed. I think people here are finally convinced that this medicine does work on the human psyche.
I'm George Greer. I'm a psychiatrist in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I am the medical director of the Hefter Research Institute, coordinating psychedelic drug research here in the United States, Europe, and some in South America. To my way of thinking, one of my metaphors is they use, you know, dynamite to blow out all oil fires. You know, you need a more powerful thing to blow out the flame of addiction. And psychedelic medicines are not addictive. They help a person reach the more spiritual core of themselves. And Stan Grofs believes that the addicts he worked with, the real hunger for them ultimately was a spiritual hunger for contact with, you know, their unlimited divine nature. And they never got that with alcohol or cocaine or heroin. It's a facsimile of it. And then with the psychedelic drug, they can get much closer and have that spiritual experience. You know, it's like opens the door.
You raise the example of the Native American Church. I think it's important we look at the outcome. What are the effects of participation in a peyote religious ritual to these individuals, many of whom are profoundly ill, many of them inflicted with serious, often terminal-appearing alcoholism?
This is Dr. Charles Grobe, a psychiatrist and professor of psychology at the UCLA School of Medicine. He's one of a handful of researchers in America who have had permission to investigate the psychiatric value of hallucinogens.
Let me read to you a quote from Carl Menninger, one of the great and most revered figures in the development of American psychiatry in the 20th century. Menninger stated, quote, "Peyote is not harmful to these people. It is beneficial, comforting, inspiring, and appears to be spiritually nourishing. It is a better antidote to alcohol than anything the missionaries, the white man, the American Medical Association, and the public health services have come up with." So I think it's even a very, very senior figure as Menninger had this profound insight that participation in peyote ritual was extremely therapeutic to these very sad, beaten down people for whom alcoholism was just ravaging their culture.
For some members of the Native American Church, people with chronic addictions, the disease has been part of their cure. That's how things are sometimes, the opposite of what you might have expected.